yeah. You're tuned in to Toe Tapping, Face Smiling, Stride Skipping, Rosie on the House. Good morning, y'all. Welcome to Father's Day edition of Rosie on the House. I love making friends like Ida, the last caller down in Casa Grande.
What a dear. She backed you up,
bless
didn't she?
Bless her heart. Yes, yes. And then John Jay on the way out the door says, you know what? My grandpa grew up in Coolidge, and it was always just Casa Grande.
So you'll please somebody no matter how you say it. Make somebody aggravated no matter how you say it.
Hey, listen, we're here to become all of yours. We want to be your best friend. We really do. And so we get together every Saturday morning. We turn on the microphones, and we have this radio show called Rosie on the House, where we try and educate you, we try and inform you, we try and do some entertainment as well. But most importantly, we're trying to protect you. There's so many things that you can spend money erroneously trying to fix something at your house. You can find a crooked contractor. As a matter of fact, the Register of Contractors in the last 10 days has pulled some licenses of several prominent contractors, both in Phoenix and up in Prescott Valley. They've been around a long, long time, but apparently things aren't going well, and they've got multiple cases of abandonment, so you have to be careful there. We're here to protect you from those kind of people. We'll be talking about them a little bit later in the show. Next week, we're going to be talking about do-it-yourself safety, safety in and about and around your house. So stay tuned for that. Any little project you're trying to tackle, we want to make sure you tackle it safely. But every once in a while, you get a call from Ida that really touches your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, we took a second call from a particular person. She called in about, I want to say, a month ago. Terry.
I remember that.
From Gold Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a house with a house full of kids, and her electric bill was astronomically high, given the size of the house, even though they had the number of kids they had in the house and everything else. So I told her, I said, look, dear, she's a long-term listener of the show. We had Rias on the show at that particular time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I looked at the Rias representative, Jeff, and I said, Jeff, you're off air, I said, Jeff, you're going down there to give her a free inspection, okay? He says, yeah, okay, okay. So we arrange for Rias to go down to Terry's house in Gold Canyon and do a free home energy audit. She calls back like the next week letting us know that it was phenomenal. The recommendations all made sense. They were logical. We're going to save her a ton of money.
She was happy because she understood everything that they told her and was able to communicate it to her husband as well.
And then she says, I even gave the technician my book. Well, then my radar went up. I said,
hey,
book,
wait a minute.
Book, 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 book. Our house, every wall in our house is lined with books.
You are.
True story.
You are the bookworm.
I am the bookworm. I said, well, listen, if you're a regular call listener and you called in, we helped you, and you wrote a book, I want a signed copy of it. You know that signed copy showed up in the mail on Tuesday?
She got right on it, didn't she? Bless her heart.
It's a cookbook, God's Menu.
Really?
God's Menu.
Healthy eating.
So I want to thank Terry. She says that we helped her beyond measure. That was her words, beyond measure. Well, that's what we're here for you as well. Give us a ring and join the conversation. Let us know how we can help you. We're free. We're the number one contractor referral network in the entire state of Arizona. We outperform the national referral networks that really are not referral networks. They're advertising agencies for company. Because if you get complaints on those other referral networks, you can actually pay to have the complaints removed. All right? You get complaints at Rosie on the House, you're off the list. All right? So the Arizona homeowners continue to reward us for that diligence, making us the number one used contractor referral network in the entire state. And we'll work hard to continue earning your trust. But if you want to join the conversation now while we're on air, give us a ring. Wherever you're listening to us in Arizona, we're on 6 stations, 10 signals. We just about cover the entire state of Arizona. Do not call the station you're listening to us on. Call this toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348, on this Father's Day edition of Rosie on the House.
Hey, speaking of Father's Day, if you're one of our Facebook followers, I put a picture up there of Romy doing his favorite thing, camping with his family for his Father's Day weekend.
Yeah, the Father's Day gift he gave me was, Dad, happy Father's Day. I'm taking the kids camping. You're doing the show by yourself.
Well, camping for a father is actually quite a bit of work. They probably didn't sleep last night. Spent all their time chasing a 1- and 2-year-old, you know, trying to hem them in that little campground. But I wanted to say also a shout-out to my dad, Charlie, who's now retired, of course, and lives out Tonto Hills way. We call him the Hermit on the Hill because he doesn't like to come down.
Yes.
But I love going up. He's my favorite horseback riding buddy, after you, of course.
nice save.
Okay.
Good save.
We have a favorite ride down to the washes there, and we spend lots of time talking about family, life, God. We just have a great, great time together, and he's my buddy. I love him. Just wanted to say happy Father's Day, Charlie.
Zeta.
To the kids, he's known as Zeta.
He would never let us call him Grandpa.
He regrets that now. He was too young to be a grandpa, so it was
Zeta. All right. Oh. So we're open line. We're talking about any project you'd like to try and tackle. Our topic in the newsletter that, if you're a subscriber, went out on Thursday, is do some heavy lifting for Dad on Father's Day and do him projects that maybe you could earn some free time. And if you earn some free time, maybe you want to take Dad to the Padres Diamondbacks game tomorrow afternoon. What time did we decide first pitch was? Like at 1 o'clock in the afternoon?
1 o'clock.
We've got some great tickets for you here in row 13, just above the dugout. It's called the dugout box seat. These are great, great seats. We've got two of them. Stay tuned because we're going to run a little contest a little bit later in the show and reward them to somebody. And hopefully you'll be able to take your dad to the ballgame again. They're great seats, so courtesy of our flagship station, KTAR. Stan?
Yes, sir. What's up?
What were some of the favorite things you did for your dad up on the ranch in Wyoming while you were growing up?
Oh, gosh. You know, we were pretty busy.
too busy to celebrate holidays,
too busy to do too much celebrating. It was pretty much all day, every day. Oh, gosh, I can't. I think I cleaned out his horse's stall a couple of times for him, and maybe, you know, there was so many different things, so many chores that they all just kind of mushed together. But we love him. I lost my dad back in 2008, bless his heart, and we buried him up in Wyoming. And so I have yet to get back to check up on him, but... It put him in a beautiful spot.
Yeah, very good. I lost my dad, Dr. Rosian, Halloween Day of 2007.
My dad died on my birthday.
Oh, that's not good. No, that's not good. And it was just your birthday 2 days ago, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're just celebrating the loss of your dad. Yeah. The anniversary of the loss of your dad.
Anniversary.
Ah, man. You know, one of the things it talks about doing is just polish up dad's golf clubs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get the clubs out of the trunk of the car or out of the garage, and let's just wash them up, scrub them down, dry them off, and put a little polish on them.
Put the heads in a bucket of soapy water and scrub them with a nylon brush and dry them off good and put them back. And next time he goes out to play, he'll be able to see himself in them. They'll be shining like a new watch.
I don't play very often. As a matter of fact, I haven't played in about 5 years. The only time I tried to learn golf was really – in my dad's last years as something he and I could do together. And my golf clubs always looked a lot more like shovels.
With a bent handle or the bent shafts.
They had a ground crew follow me, you know.
Well,
when I
play at golf, I don't really play golf, but I'm really ecologically sensitive. I try to keep the wear and tear on the fairways to a bare bones minimum. So my ball's always way off.
You play off the fairway?
Off the fairway.
As a courtesy.
As a courtesy to the groundskeeper, okay. So they don't have to repair all of those divots, you know.
Very good. Hey, it used to be a tradition when I was growing up. Every weekend it was wash and wax the car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the $5 car washes they've got now that you can fill up and get through and, you know, buy a Scorpion encased bolo tie in the gift shop, all in one fell swoop. You don't see that very often, but
it's enough to get you by. So you put it off and put it off. But there's something to be said for just really taking care of your things. It's a great way to teach kids how to take care of things.
Responsibility, yeah, just little things.
Get out and wash and wax Dad's car. Replace the windshield wipers. They need to be replaced. You know, have you found a windshield wiper that – I got to ask the car guys this. I haven't found a windshield wiper that lasts more than 3 months. And you know what? In the 70s and 80s, I don't think I ever changed my windshield
wipers.
Ever
wore one out?
No.
Yeah, they made out of
rubber. What's the deal
going
on here?
They used to make them out of rubber. Now they make them out of some plastics and polymers that dry out and –
I've bought the really expensive self-formed ones, you know, and supposed to. I don't get one monsoon season out of them, and then I'm having to replace them again. What is that about?
What's up
so
with
I'm
that?
I'm back to just buying the cheap ones,
just the disposables.
They last just as well as the expensive
ones.
Keep
a spare set behind the seat just
yeah,
in case.
That's right. That's right. How about clean the patio or the lawn furniture? Just go out there and kind of polish it up for Dad.
His outdoor habitat out there, shine it up.
His little outdoor habitat.
And maybe detail, you know, some work in the garage. Maybe there's some shelving that, you know, is, you know, needs to be reinforced. It's sagging someplace. Or maybe he's, you know, a little bit of a hoarder and some things need to be cleaned out and reorganized. And
oh, that's dangerous. Don't try throwing Dad stuff away. I get in trouble for that all
or
the time.
Maybe the workbench needs to be straightened up and reorganized. Just, you know, little thoughtful things.
Jennifer gets in her cleaning modes, and I mean, it's insane, Stan. It's absolutely insane.
Sounds like Nancy.
Of course, he hasn't looked for it for 20 years until I throw it away.
And then he needs it the next day.
And I ask her, I say, just compulse in on the other side of this door. Go in the garage, in the house, and it's all yours, baby.
If I can get through it,
leave the garage alone. And if I could convince everybody else to leave my garage alone, it would be neat and orderly. My stuff is neat and orderly in there. Everybody's shifting through there, using it as a storage facility in between apartments.
Well, hey, we do have a ton of phone calls coming in here. We're just taking a few minutes here to get the questions loaded up. So when we get back, we see everybody sitting here waiting. We're going to get to the questions. So.
Gary in Avondale, Deborah in Phoenix, and one open line for you as well. 1-888-767-4348. Any project you're trying to tackle, this is open line now, 10 o'clock hour. We have our friends from Bellegarde Pavers coming in talking about backyard makeovers.